Hey, I'm glad you're here for another episode of Start Living Sustainable. This one's really close to my heart, and I want to share three essential strategies with you so that you can spring clean, because that's what we're doing this time of year. But I want you to think about it differently in terms of how you can actually live clean for a healthier home. And it's going to take you thinking a little bit differently about what you purchase and why mindful shopping, reading between the lines of product labels, is so important to safeguard your home from these hidden toxins. It's about caring for ourselves with every item, every purchase that we choose to bring into our home and not be caught up by clever marketing campaigns. The thing is, these big businesses and their marketing campaigns, they do work. They're designed to do exactly what they're doing. But what they don't want you to know is that there are currently 87,000 chemicals in circulation today. And out of the 87,000 toxic chemicals, only 1% of them have been tested for safety. So there are a lot of toxins that we're being exposed to on a daily basis. And understand this threat that manufacturers are not required to disclose all the ingredients used in their products. It can cause harm, and this is cause for alarm. But it's also about giving us the opportunity to take matters into our own hands. After all, who cares for you? Well, I do, and I know that you care about yourself more than anybody else can. So let's look at these three strategies and put them into place to safeguard your health in your home. Because if you do it, I know you're going to get the help you need to get three steps closer to your goal. Let's do it. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. As we move into today's episode, which is all about taking charge of your health, I want to remind you, we are offering a home detox session to help you get started on your wellness journey so that you can actually implement not only these three techniques, but to dive deeper and personalize a plan for you. Click the link below. Let's get started. Book your session with me today. You know, there was a time when I remember growing up, and every time I would go shopping with my mom, she would always say, let's look for these brand name products. There were certain brands that she was loyal to that she would always pick up. Those were the only brands she used, whether it was cleaning products or beauty products or even clothing that she wanted to buy. They had to be a brand that she recognized and she was familiar with. And those were the brands that I ended up buying early on in my young adult life. I think we have a tendency to do that. We stick to a brand that we've always used because we're familiar with the brand. We know what it smells like. We know what it costs. Maybe someone recommended it. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself, what's in this product? And why do I have to have this brand? Why is it something that I've decided upon without maybe giving it a second thought? The three strategies that I'm about to share with you today will help you protect yourself from just mindlessly shopping for brands that maybe you were loyal to, but you don't know how they may be affecting you. So tip number one, develop the habit of smart shopping. And what that means is to learn to read product labels carefully to avoid harmful chemicals. Here's where you may be thinking, but Cynthia, I don't know what the name of these products are on the back side of these packages in the store. Well, that's okay. Here is a bonus tip for you. pull out your phone and take a picture of the list of ingredients, because it's probably so small where you can't read them all anyway, and then zoom in later when you can actually look at that list. You'll recognize some of the names that are listed there, but most of them you probably won't recognize. This is where you can call upon me. I've done the research for most of the common toxic products that are listed in disguise sometimes that can have an effect on your health and well-being. The important thing here is that you know what's in these products. Opt for safer alternatives, for cleaning products, for plastics, for personal care items, and utilize resources like this one, Start Living Sustainable. And there's other databases out there that will help you to identify certain cleaning products and what's in them. It's a matter of you educating yourself on the ingredients by taking time to read the label so that you can understand what the chemicals are in the products that you're using every day. And ask yourself why the type listing of the ingredients are so small. Well, the majority of the space on the product packaging, it's used for brand marketing, and that's to sell the products to us. Unfortunately, the loopholes in place that big business and big pharma are taking advantage of has a direct effect on our health and well-being, and the resulting health risks these chemicals pose, including causing cancer, diabetes, and autoimmune diseases, cannot be taken lightly. There's an urgent need for us as individuals to take personal responsibility for our health, especially that in our homes. There's nothing that you can do that is too small or insignificant when it comes to your health and well-being. So let's go on to tip number two, which is to maintain a cleaner, greener home. Regularly cleaning your house to reduce chemical buildup is important. And some of the natural cleaning solutions like vinegar, baking soda, and essential oils are great to use instead of the chemically based cleaners. Now, essential oils are great because if you get an essential oil in a fragrance that you love smelling, maybe it's one of your favorite fragrances, you'll want to mix that with a little of the cleaning solution when you're using vinegar. But this solution works well, and you decide what your house is smelling like. Also, the practice of removing your shoes at the door to prevent bringing in outdoor chemicals is going to be important, especially if you have carpet. But it doesn't matter. This is one way of keeping things at bay. So choose safer alternatives whenever you can, and you can find some of them in your local store. You may be loyal to certain brands right now that you've used for years, but maybe your mom used it or you're just familiar with it. It's time to think about this thing differently now. Select products that are verified safe, focusing on reputable sources and certifications, not just brand names. When I say reputable sources, I'm not necessarily talking about brand name products. Oftentimes, major brands will introduce a eco-friendly version or a clean, fragrant-free version. Be a little careful about choosing them over a company or a product that originated, started with, and has been transparent about being an eco-friendly brand. The larger companies, they have the money to market anything they want to us. More and more people want to live a clean, healthy life, and brands are starting to pick up on that. So make sure that you look for brands that are truly transparent and are all about reducing chemical exposure. You can go back and check my episode 23, which is smart shopping to maximize value using this simple formula, if you're still thinking eco-friendly products cost more. I do a breakdown and I share some examples in that episode on products that we use every day, year after year, and how you really can save money and just bust that myth that eco-friendly products cost more. So the first tip is to develop the habit of smart shopping. The second tip is to maintain a cleaner, greener home. Tip number three is to engage and become an advocate for yourself and your family. Stay informed about chemical safety and support advocacy groups pushing for stricter regulations and platforms like this that are actually bringing awareness to the subject. My focus on Start Living Sustainable is advocating for our health. And if you have questions, this is the perfect platform to reach out to me and ask me questions. This is a dialogue. It's not a monologue. And believe it or not, you can even contact manufacturers to demand greater transparency and safer products. There's a growing number of organizations that are making the effort, fighting behind the scenes to regulate and reduce some of the public exposure to the vast number of chemical substances, but you can still find them. They're in a majority of the products in the local stores, in your store, in mine, online, everywhere, and they continue to impact the health of people, animals, and the environment. Toxic chemicals found in consumer products are largely responsible for the increase of many of the common health issues that we see today. Here's the thing, there are healthier options for you out there. And I've just shared three practices with you that you can put into place right now and get you three steps along the way on your wellness journey. So get involved in your community and online forums like this one's and other ones to raise awareness about chemical safety, because it affects you, and you have the power to speak with your wallet or your credit card. And who is it affecting? We're all at risk, all of us. But of course, there are some of us that, because of limited education, awareness, and access to safer alternatives, or maybe they just don't know that they exist, I can't stress the importance enough for us to be aware of what's going on in our communities and to help us to understand the long-term implications of using cheaper toxic products. They're costing us in our health and medical bills. So advocate for change in your home, in your community, with your friends. And I just hope that this episode motivates you to take proactive steps to minimize your exposure to potentially harmful household chemicals and promote a healthier life for you and your loved ones. I encourage you to click the link below to sign up, book a 1-hour home detox session with me to get started. I do encourage you to support this podcast by sharing it with a friend, leaving me a review so that we can reach more people who are concerned, like I'm sure you are, about improving their health and taking back their power. Thanks for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. I want to hear from you again. Leave me a review and don't delay. Take charge of your health today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.